Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. If you're listening on 95.9 and you're on 95 or the Turnpike, please be careful. Head at home from work. We hope you had a great day. If you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we're glad that you're with us and we appreciate your being here. If you're having trouble hearing me without turning up the dial on the radio, tonight's show is made especially for you. We're going to talk about hearing loss. Why does it happen? How does it happen? What can you do about it? I have two very, very special guests here. Dr. Michael McKinnon is here, as is Beth Wegmeister from Goodwill, which has a program to help those who cannot afford hearing aids to acquire them. We're going to talk about both the Goodwill program and we're going to talk about hearing loss. And we have a whole host of things that will help those of us who struggle with hearing loss or think we do, or more likely your wife thinks you do and wants to remind you, and you just want to tell her that you're not paying attention. But first, before I get to the important stuff on the show tonight, I have a few things I want to mention. First, condolences, sympathy. I don't know what you can say. The terrible events in Pittsburgh, the bombing last week. I mean, another one today. I don't know if it was related, if they've proved it related. The hate crime in Kentucky. I mean, something's happening to us, and frankly, as a society, we really need to get our act together. So we have 1 week till Election Day, you know, from tomorrow, and I don't care what side you're on, I really don't, but I think whatever side you're on, get to the polls, please, go, vote, make your voice heard. We have to stop this. Let's elect people who will help us stop this. Let's do that, and while we're at it, let's say a prayer for all those people who were negatively impacted by last week's events. I want to take a moment to thank Lauren Bear last week for being here. She is, of course, running for Congress on the Treasure Coast. She is running against Brian Mast. I do want to remind everybody, I asked Brian Mast to be here, but he didn't respond. I asked a couple of times. I also want to thank Tina Polsky, who is the state representative-elect. They are advocating tremendously for change in our society. In Tina's case, she's going to be in the state legislature. She'll be a great addition. And Lauren Bear acquitted herself beautifully last week. She gave me a full half hour. We didn't prepare questions in advance. I want to thank her tremendously. I also want to take a moment to thank somebody, another elected official in our area that most people don't really know much about. The Palm Beach County Clerk and Comptroller, Sharon Bach, and her Chief Deputy Investigator, Anthony Palmieri, are on the way back, or maybe they are back, I don't know, from Seoul, South Korea. They attended the World Congress on Guardianship. And anybody who knows about me knows that I'm involved in a guardianship in a very large way. They represent the people of this county and the people of Florida. Florida doesn't lead the world in a lot of things. One of the things we do lead the world in is in guardianship, and that is in large part due to the efforts of Sharon Bach and Anthony Palmieri. And we're going to talk more about that because my guests tonight have a special connection to the Clerk and Comptroller's office, and before the end of the show, we're going to talk about that tonight. Also, on an entirely different note, for those who saw the news, the uproar, the outrageous uproar that my book caused at the Wellington Elementary School, I'm happy to report that sanity has returned and the furor has died down and I have survived the onslaught of negative press. On a serious note, I have a lot of thoughts about the experience, but I will reserve them for another day. And then I'm proud to announce that last week I was in at the National Guardianship Association annual conference in Palm Springs, and I was stunned. They gave me an award. They gave me the President's Award for 2018. And I know you're not supposed to brag, but I feel pretty good about that. I was most gratified, and I appreciate the recognition more than most words could say. So now let me get to my guest, because that's what you tuned in to hear. Michael McKinnon is an audiologist. He received his undergraduate degree in anthropology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He has a doctoral degree in audiology at the University of Washington, Seattle. Dr. McKinnon worked in several different settings, including a school for the deaf, and hard of hearing children focuses on the use of intensive technology to facilitate the acquisition of spoken language. He's worked at ENT offices and at a nonprofit for the deaf and hard of hearing. His clinical experience includes providing hearing and balance evaluations, as well as programming of hearing aids and cochlear implants for both the adult and pediatric populations. Dr. McKinn is licensed by the state of Florida Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Hard for me to talk tonight, I'm sorry. Pathology and Audiology and Practice Audiology. He holds a clinical certificate of competence in audiology through the American Speech Language Hearing Association. His professional interests include diagnostic testing of pediatric and adult populations, vestibular testing, hearing aid fitting and tinnitus. He enjoys educating patients about auditory and vestibular systems, as well as the effects of hearing loss, hearing aids, and effective communication strategies. And Beth Wegmeister is here. She's a returning guest. She's been here twice before. I'm excited to have her back. She is the director of Deaf Services at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries since 2015. Most people do not know much about Goodwill's commitment to the deaf and to hearing, and Beth's going to tell us more about that tonight. She provides quality case management for the deaf in our community, of whom sign language is the primary mode of communication. For those long-term listeners, you may remember that she was on with teaching us about sign language. We did a Facebook Live presentation there. She was here with Ashley Walters from NBC. Also under Beth's direction, a senior citizen ages 60 and above audiology program that provides free hearing screenings for those concerned about the hearing, as well as free hearing aids that senior incomes may qualify for. Beth currently volunteers for the Kaiser University Advisory Board, the City of Boynton Beach Inclusion Support Team, Hearing Loss Association of American Advisory Board, Women in Business Chamber of the Palm Beaches, and the Healthcare Committee for the Chamber of the Palm Beaches. So thank you both for being here. How are you?
Good, great. Good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Great to be back.
Thank you. It's good to have you, Beth. So why don't we start at the beginning? Mike, I guess this is probably for you. How do we define hearing loss? Is there a definition, a specific definition of hearing loss? Or is it different?
There's different types of hearing loss for sure. So one thing that we don't really talk about, and we probably won't get to very much this evening, is the processing of sound. Our auditory system is much more complicated than just our ears picking up sound, but it's also how we process it and how we understand it, because it's really our brain that hears. So hearing loss would be defined as anything that causes you not be able to hear something. So it could be, you know, the ear not working properly. It could be the eardrum. It could be anything along that pathway, different, you know, stops along the auditory path, parts of the brain. So it's just an absence of being able to hear at a normal level. But also there's something called hidden hearing loss, which sort of, even if you have normal thresholds, meaning that you can detect sounds at a normal level, your ability to process them is impaired.
So. And hearing loss is not the same for everybody.
How do you mean?
So obviously you just have begun to identify there are different causes, right?
Yeah.
There are different things. But hearing loss can impact people
exactly
differently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I won't put words in your mouth, but you know, if somebody says, I can't hear the TV,
mm-hmm.
That might be different from you sound like you're mumbling all the time. I'm not sure that I'm absolutely right about that, but
no, there's what you said about it impacting people is absolutely true. So there, in hearing loss, they have different degrees of hearing loss, and it starts off as the lowest category of hearing loss, meaning that, you know, you can detect sounds at almost a normal level, but not quite. That's called a mild hearing loss, which is a terrible term, in my opinion, because that mild certainly doesn't imply that it could affect you greatly. And like you mentioned, you know, one person who has maybe the impaired auditory system going up, you know, the processing maybe not as good or as efficient as you know, person B who maybe is able to not able to detect sounds at quite as well of a level, but once, you know, their brain is able to process things a little bit differently, able to parse things out, maybe in the presence of background noise or something like that.
So it is possible for a person suffering hearing loss, for the three of us are sitting around the table tonight, you may be unable to hear higher pitches, mm-hmm. and I may be unable to hear lower pitches. We can have hearing loss that isn't even remotely similar and yet still struggle mightily.
Yeah, we could also have the same on a piece of paper. Your hearing test is called an audiogram. We could have this exact same looking audiogram but have different problems, because it's not just the level of sound that we can hear but the clarity of sound. So even though we might have the same marks on a piece of paper that show that we're hearing different pitches equally, once the volume is turned up, you may understand 80% of it, and I may only understand 30%. So the clarity part is something that we don't think about a lot, too. So a lot of times when people say things like, I hear people, you know, they're not wrong. And when their partner says, you know, they don't hear, they're not wrong either, because you can hear some things really well, but also not hear other things really well. So when you're having a discussion with somebody who's, you know, going back and forth about that, in a way you're both right, and in a way you're both wrong. So it is important to understand that, you know, hearing loss does affect everybody, just different.
So Beth, I want to come to you in a second, but you just prompted me on something else, Dr. McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these voice recognition systems on the telephone calls, so I'm an American Airlines flyer,
okay.
For years was a very regular American Airlines flyer, mm-hmm. and so I would call up on the cell phone, and they would recognize my number, and they'd say, "Hello, Scott, how are you?" and all that. They could never understand the words I said on the voice recognition, mm-hmm. and if my wife were sitting next to me and she repeated the identical words, they understood it perfectly.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening in the ear as well? Is that what hearing loss is? Is that, I don't know why I'm drawing that bridge, but does tonality impact hearing ability, et cetera?
Yeah, tonality can definitely impact hearing ability. So, you know, as you get older, the higher pitches tend to start dropping out first, meaning that those high-pitched sounds just aren't as easy to pick up anymore. And a lot of times, you'll notice that maybe women's voices are more difficult to hear because they tend to have a higher pitched range. And the same thing holds true for children. They also have a higher pitch range. And so a lot of times, you know, the report is, you know, I have difficulty hearing women, but men, you know, I feel have a fairly easy time. And children, again, you know, they also talk quickly and rapidly, which is another issue which we have problems with as we get older.
And I want to ask about all of those things, because I suffer from all of those things. I do.
You need to come get your hearing tested,
trust me, I suffer from every single one of those things. But Beth, let's talk a little bit about both the goodwill effort and then hearing aids. Well, why don't we talk about what your program is, and then we'll talk more about hearing aids. Talk about what Goodwill does to help those struggling with hearing loss, and what this program is all about.
All right, great. So we have two sides of this. For our hard of hearing folks in our community, as long as you're over the age of 60 years old, you could come and have a full evaluation done on hearing. It's not income qualified. You could just come in, and you might have a concern, or your partner's having concern, or you just want to know where you're at, so make sure that you compare apples to apples. People sometimes will come in and say, "Do I have hearing loss?" And we don't know that until there's a baseline. So we really encourage everybody to come out and have a hearing evaluation done, so they do know if later on in life they have that loss. So the great part about our program is that it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. We just want to educate you about your hearing. The wonderful part for Palm Beach County has given us a grant where we're able to provide free, brand new hearing aids for people who income qualify. Anybody from 100 to 150% of the poverty rate can come in and fill out an application for services. And if they qualify, and if Dr. McKinnon believes they would benefit from having hearing aids, then we start with the process. But it's not a one and done. You know, people can't come in, get the hearing aids, and go home and call it a day. It's definitely a big commitment for people to come back and forth into our office to to have follow-up, to make sure that they're hearing properly, that they have background noise or it's bothering them, or, you know, Mike can make a wonderful adjustment or and have a conversation. Some people come in and they don't need hearing aids, but they just need some tools on what they can do on a day-to-day basis to have better communication with people. So that's another part of our services, that Mike will sit down and actually have counseling with them for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, whatever the need is, to give them some communication tips, and to learn how to advocate for themselves when they can't hear something, or if they think everybody is mumbling but they're not ready to accept that, just the steps to adjusting, to understand what they can do better, either via hearing aids or just communication tips.
So that brings up another interesting question, which I guess either or both of you could answer. Hearing loss doesn't necessarily mean hearing loss, if I heard you properly. You can have trouble hearing for other reasons that are not a result of clinical hearing loss, or did I misunderstand?
I'm not quite sure about that. I think that it is hearing loss. Okay. Pretty much that makes it difficult to hear. There can be other things, you know, because it is our brain that hears.
Right.
So if there's some sort of traumatic brain injury or something like that where the you know, connections are affected, that could also make it difficult.
I think my point with what I was trying to say is that everybody's not ready to accept the fact that they have hearing loss, even though they have hearing loss.
Well, that actually brings up a whole another conversation, which we didn't talk about at all in preparation for tonight, is why are we all in such denial? I mean, we all are incredibly in denial.
There is. Well, I have an answer for that, actually. It's not even necessarily just denial, but hearing loss happens so gradually that from day to day you're always living your normal,
right?
So what was going on 12 years ago doesn't seem that much different than what's going on today, because it's just been such a slow slow decline of your hearing. The other thing is that our visual system plays a lot into that. Whether we've taken courses on lip reading or not, our brains are amazing. And they learn that, when I'm making a P sound on my face, that, you can literally watch scans of the brain while they're doing it and see your auditory system lights up as if you're hearing it, even though your ears might not be able to pick up that sound, given the context of all the other sounds, given the familiarity with the context and that visual information, you're literally going to hear things that you wouldn't. So, a lot of times people will also say things like, well, I hear fine when people are, facing me. And that makes sense, because you're getting that visual information.
Right, absolutely. But
they have the perception that it's somebody else who's, facing their voice away, and that it's, they're not speaking clearly when they're not facing them. But yeah, so that's part of the reason why it's not just that people are in denial. They just literally do not know that they have hearing loss,
So which begs then again the question, typically people realize they have hearing loss when somebody else points it out to them?
Part of it, yeah. That's very typical, that somebody, that's one of the main warning signs, is that somebody else is telling you that you have hearing loss, or I have to repeat myself a lot. You have hearing loss. There's definitely ways to go about it, though. That part of that is that the denial or the reluctance to accept help or to go forward with it has to do with the way that it's approached as well. So if you're with your partner, you're communicating a lot. If your partner is saying things like, "You don't hear me. Why don't you do blah blah blah," like really laying into them.
Oh, you've met my wife.
Really laying into them. That's going to put somebody on a defensive path. They're not going to be as open. They're not going to be ready to accept help. But if the same people, let's say they go to church all the time together, right? And the wife notices that the husband is, and I'll say husband because right. Men are more likely to have hearing loss and probably more likely to be in denial too. A way that she could approach that is to, not even mention hearing loss, not even mention that, oh yeah, you missed these things, but something like along the lines of, "Hey, I really miss having, it seems like you missed a lot. I wish, I miss having those conversations with you. Right. I miss your input on these things, because, that's the way that we connect."
So I have so much more to talk to my guests about tonight. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Beth Wegmeister, who is the Director of Deaf services at Goodwill Industries. We're going to talk more about Goodwill's role in tonight's story as the show unfolds. I'm also here with Dr. Michael McKinnon, who is a physician.
No, I'm a doctor of audiology.
Doctor of audiology. I got to get it right. I'm having a tough time. For those who want to know why I'm struggling so much tonight, I have to confess, I went to my own ENT today, and I've had a procedure, and I'm not speaking all that clearly, but I'm doing the best that I possibly can. But fortunately, my guests are great, and they're telling you everything you need to know about hearing loss. We're going to talk about the early warning signs. We're going to talk about the symptoms. We're going to talk about hearing aids. We're going to talk more about Goodwill's program. We're going to talk about what your options are. We have so much to talk about when it comes to hearing loss. So I hope that you will stay with us. But if you have any questions, there's no reason for you not to pick up the phone and call us and ask. And you can do that by dialing 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 True Oldies on Treasure Coast 106.9 in Palm Beach County 95.9, we're thrilled that you're here. Dr. Michael McKinnon is here. He's licensed by the state of Florida in speech, language pathology, and audiology. And Beth Wegmeister is here. Beth is here in her role as Director of Deaf Services at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. Most people have no idea about the involvement that Goodwill has in helping those who may be hearing impaired, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about that as we go. But Dr. McKinnell, let's go back to, because we kind of danced around it, we didn't really get to it. What are the symptoms of hearing loss? What are the early warning signs? What are the things that that is happening to people that they should wake up and go, you know, I maybe ought to go to Goodwill and get my ears checked.
Right. Well, one of those is if your neighbor's knocking on your door telling you to turn down your television. So that's a good first sign, is that other folks are telling you that you have hearing loss. Other folks are getting frustrated with you because you're asking for repetition often. But some signs that you can be aware of on your own would be that it's, typically the configuration of hearing loss that we get as we age, we miss out on the higher pitches. And that leads us to not be able to understand, but we can still hear because we hear the lower pitch as well. So a lot of times people report, I hear people just fine, but understanding them is difficult. So if you have that going on, that's one of those classic signs that you should be coming on over and getting your hearing checked.
And honestly, that is me. I will confess that I turn the TV on, and many times we'll look at each other. My wife and I look at each other and go, what the hell did I say?
Yeah.
and it's not because the TV's too low.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. There's lots of other warning signs as well. Tinnitus, or ringing in the ears, tinnitus is also pronounced, is often a sign of hearing loss and a byproduct of hearing loss. It can occur due to other health conditions as well. But tinnitus is one of those things that if you start noticing tinnitus, you know, it's very well possible that you're missing out on some sounds as well.
And during the break, we talked about the fact that there are outside influences that can affect your hearing. We're going to talk more about it, but mm-hmm. but your health condition, there are certain health conditions that can affect your hearing. And are those temporary? Are those permanent?
The hearing losses tend to be permanent unless it's something like a middle ear infection where fluid is building up and then, you know, eventually will drain away. There are some conditions where maybe the bone will stiffen and then we'll have to do reconstructive surgery or the eardrum as well. Those are called conductive loss, and those are usually, not usually, but often medically treatable and can be have something done and your hearing can most of the time be restored back to what it was. But the hearing loss that we're talking about is something called sensory neural hearing loss, and that happens in the inner ear to these tiny structures which we can't see until somebody dies, and then you can, you know, be a cadaver and have people look at the inner ear, but up until then we can't really see inside of there, and it's not something that we can repair with surgery or something like that. So once hearing loss occurs, it is pretty
much some of the health conditions. I know you mentioned heart disease.
Heart disease,
I was surprised to hear about that.
Heart disease, diabetes, those are two that are very highly linked to it. I know that, and especially diabetes is a hot one in my audiology field. There's a project called the Audiology Project where they're, you know, really trying to raise awareness of hearing loss as a byproduct of diabetes. And I think that their goal is also to eventually move on to possibly other health conditions, just to raise awareness that hearing loss is not something that is in isolation most of the time. You know, whether it's the hearing loss is caused by a health condition or the hearing loss causes other conditions, and you know, the conditions that they cause are more along the lines of like social isolation, depression, things like that. Those are caused by hearing loss often. And then, inner ear infections can also cause it. A stroke can cause hearing loss. So there's lots of different.
No, and I know Alzheimer's disease is usually accompanied by usually, but often accompanied by some hearing loss.
Yeah, it often is. It's very confusing at the beginning stages, too, because, you know, some of the symptoms are the same. Responding to things inappropriately, seeming confused. You know, if you can't hear something, it's really not a reasonable expectation that you're going to respond to it appropriately or even that you're going to remember it, you know, because if you don't get a good impression of it, it's not in your brain, you know, you don't hear it. So That's not a fair chance, but they do look similar at the beginning. I'm sure, I don't know a lot about Alzheimer's and dementia as we go on from there, but I do know that at the beginning, you know, it can be confusing and it can compound it. And I do know that, you know, research shows that the onset of early dementia and early Alzheimer's symptoms, the rate is less with folks who are stimulating their brain by using hearing aids, by getting amplification, by stimulating the auditory pathway.
Yeah, there is some conversation about, you know, chicken and egg, which comes first. There's no question about that. But that's really fascinating. I think one of the things that people don't realize is how much hearing loss impacts your life, right?
Yeah.
Hearing loss, you know, I think in terms of driving, people don't think how important hearing is to driving, but it's critical. I mean, that's just one example.
It can be important. You know, I mean, Beth can attest to this. You know, people who are deaf drive all the time. Right. So there are things that can be done in order to make it safer. But yeah, you definitely miss out on some cues. You know, blinkers, things like that. You know, so it can definitely affect that sort of stuff.
If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're talking about hearing loss tonight. We're talking about what causes it. What are the early symptoms? We're about to talk about what you can do about it. And I think that's really important because there are things that you can do about it. And Goodwill Industries kind of leads the parade in finding solutions. And Beth Wegmeister is here. She's one of my two guests, along with Dr. Michael McKinnon. And we're talking about hearing loss. We're going to talk about Goodwill's role. We'll talk about what you can do. I know people are afraid about costs about hearing aids, so we're going to talk about costs. We're going to talk about options. We have a whole host more for us to talk about, so I hope that you'll stay with us. And if you have any questions for my guests, call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And we do have a guest on the phone. We have a caller on the phone, which I'll get to in just a second. But if you're just tuning in, we're talking about hearing. We're talking about hearing loss. We're about to talk about what you can do about it. We're going to talk about Goodwill's role in helping you cope with hearing loss and deal with that. My guests are Dr. Michael McKinnon and Beth Wegmeister. Beth is here as the Director of Deaf Services for Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. Dr. McKinnon is a PhD. He got his doctorate in audiology from the University of Washington, Seattle. But Joe is on the phone. So, Joe, go ahead. Thanks for listening in and calling in. You have a question for my guests?
I do, and thank you for taking my call. My question is, I do have a brother who was having difficulty hearing, very, very much so. And he went to, have his, test done, hearing test. And when he came in for the results, the doctor told him he was profoundly deaf and that a hearing aid would be a waste of money and, it wouldn't help him at all. But meantime, when he does listen to television or radio, particularly television, he has it up on 90, 100, and he can hear it, which everybody else can hear it also. Very annoying. Is there anything that he could do or that you would recommend?
I would recommend closed captions, first off. That is by far one of the saving graces of my ability to watch television while my five-year-old son is sleeping, and it really does make a big difference in your ability to understand. A couple other things that you can do is get a second opinion about whether hearing aids would actually benefit him or not. You know, I don't know if it's the audiologist that said hearing aids wouldn't benefit him or an ENT, which is typically a physician that audiologists work under. But I would definitely recommend getting a second opinion about that. The other thing that can be done is wireless headphones. They are great.
Mm-hmm.
If he has wireless headphones, okay. He can jack that volume up as much as he wants and not bother you, your neighbors. you know, those things can make a big, big difference in people's mm-hmm. lives. So those are just a couple tips that I would say would be helpful.
Well, thank you very much. I think having perhaps a second opinion, we should go to there first.
Yep. Yeah.
Does he live here in Palm Beach County?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, maybe you could come and see us.
Hang on and listen in because we're going to tell you how you can get a free hearing test and get a free second opinion.
Okay.
So we're going to tell you how to do that.
All right.
Right now. So thank you, Joe, for calling in and thanks for listening. So that was a pretty good segue. Beth, let's talk about Goodwill's program. Let's talk about what services you offer and how people can take advantage of them.
Wonderful. So we do provide free hearing screenings. Anybody who's over the age of 60 that does live in Palm Beach County, we're very limited, unfortunately, to stay within the county because that's who our funder are. Our funders are Palm Beach County, so we stay there. But if somebody already wears a hearing aid and is just feeling that maybe it's old, maybe 7 years, I think, is the life of a hearing aid,
yeah,
about
four
right
to
mine?
7 years.
Four
is
to
average.
7 years.
Was that all? I didn't
mm-hmm.
realize that either.
So, say you're, you know, on year seven and you're feeling that your hearing aids aren't helping, come by and let Dr. McKinnon look at your hearing aids and see if there's anything we could do. Maybe it's a tubing issue where we could replace the tubing for free. All of our services are free, all of them. You don't have to income qualify at all. You could be, you know, as wealthy and as poor and still come to get our services. We don't offer free hearing aids for those who can afford, but for those who cannot. We could clean the hearing aid. Sometimes we see some wax buildup in the hearing aid that we can clean and send you on your way, or have some conversations about what other type of communication tips might be helpful for you to advocate for yourself on a day-to-day basis, either with your loved ones or on your job or...
So is the free testing, because we talked about the free testing, is that available at all Goodwill locations? And do you have to make an appointment?
Yeah. No.
Can we talk about that process? Absolutely. For Joe and for others who are interested?
Absolutely. You could just give us a call at Goodwill, and that's 561-848-7200. And you could ask to speak with me, Beth Wegmeister, and we can make an appointment for you. We only do our screenings in-house at our headquarters on 45th Street. We are able to do some mobile audiology, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Dr. McKinnon goes to like the senior centers mm-hmm. in different areas or a 55-plus community, like Century Village. He's over there at...
I'm at Century Vitas in Century Village once a month. I'm over at North County Senior Center once a month. And then I do go to, like she said, I go to some independent living facilities where I'll see maybe anywhere between 8 to 10 residents in a day.
And I know at Goodwill the testing is free. Is it mm-hmm. free at those other locations?
It is.
Locations
this is all under my
program. It's all under Goodwill.
Under our program. Correct.
Right. So that people are, if 45th Street's inconvenient for your headquarters, there are other options.
Absolutely.
There are options for the hearing testing, for the counseling, all of that. The hearing aid services, just because of the logistics of, toting everything around, all the little pieces and whatnot, that those services we do deliver only at our 45th Street location.
Beth, give the number again so they can call and have they make an appointment.
Sure, it's 561-848-7200, and you could either ask to speak with me, Beth Wagmeister, or extension 2280, and we can get an appointment right away. Mike is only in our office twice a week. He's a contracted audiologist. He's busy doing babies and everybody else as well, taking care of their hearing needs, but we could definitely get you in and just start having a conversation. I think it all starts with a conversation. I'm having some issues. What do you think? I can only speak from my own experience. I had my hearing tested by Dr. McKinnon a couple years back when we were working at a different agency together, and he said, you really can't hear any of the high-pitched sounds. And I was an interpreter. That's my profession, for sign language interpreter. And I said, absolutely not. My hearing is fine. I do it for a profession. I listen. And he said, well, you're missing some things. And I really had to think hard about that, because I did get a couple messages wrong. And, American Online, I interpreted it as there was a man on a line. So, I just missed it, and it's a whole different story. So,
I can relate.
You're right. It's not just, and I really want to get the idea that it's just age. I'll be 50 this year, but I've been wearing hearing aids now for about three or four years now, and I don't think it's just an age thing. I think we just have to take care of our hearing health, just like we take care of our eyes. We get those tested every year. We take care of our teeth. We neglect our hearing, and I think it's really important to have a baseline so we know how to manage our hearing as we grow older.
So when we come back, I want to talk about age, the age-related impact on hearing loss, and so much more. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're here tonight with Dr. Michael McKinnon, audiologist, and with Beth Wagmeister, the director of deaf services at Goodwill Industries. We're talking about hearing loss. We're talking about symptoms. We're talking about signs. We're talking about what you do with it. We're going to talk about hearing aids, because I think people are afraid about hearing aids, and we're going to talk about costs, and because I know that's a big issue, and we're going to talk about a whole host of other things. But if you have any questions for my guests, all you have to do is call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And if you are getting older like me, tomorrow's my birthday. You can all wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
If you are getting older, maybe you're starting to struggle with your hearing. And I know that at times I feel like I may be struggling with my hearing. And we're talking about that tonight with two wonderful guests. Beth Wegmeister is here. She's the Director of Deaf Services at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. And Dr. Michael McKinnon is here, who is an audiologist who works along with Goodwill and in other locations, helping people identify and determine the extent of their hearing loss. Before the break, Beth admitted that she's much younger than me, but she's been wearing hearing aids for a while. But I want to ask then Dr. McKinnon, most people think hearing loss is predominantly age-related. Is that not accurate, or is it?
It's not only age-related. There's a lot of other reasons. It can be hereditary. There are different disorders, different hearing disorders that can manifest earlier in life. Other things that can happen is noise exposure. You know, everybody these days are exposed to noise, and a lot of hearing loss is on the rise because of how loud headphones are. You know?
Right.
So it's not exclusively related to age, but there is a pretty typical configuration of hearing loss that happens as we get older, and you are more likely to have hearing loss as you get older.
You know, it's funny that you said that. My grandchildren were over yesterday, and mm-hmm. I have four, and they sat around with their iPads and mm-hmm. their headphones on. I mean, not during dinner and things like that, but mm-hmm. you know, if they were at the house for 4 or 5 hours, at least those headphones weren't half the time. I got to think that can't be good for hearing.
At a certain level, yeah. There are definitely cases where headphones and volumes can be excessive to the point where if you listen to it for an extended period of time, you're going to run the risk of hearing loss. There are noise-limiting headphones out there. So if you're concerned about your children's hearing, so your hearing, you know, they have headphones that will limit the volume up to a certain level where you would have to listen to it for an ungodly length of time to get hearing loss.
Hmm. That's great. Yeah.
So let's talk about hearing aids mm-hmm. because I think the idea of getting a hearing aid probably is the single biggest reason not to get your hearing checked
yeah.
for some people. It would be for me. because of vanity or whatever. We have this perception of hearing aids as being these big, clunky, standing out hearing aids. But that space is changing dramatically, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, they are small. They're discreet. Some degrees of hearing loss can have a hearing aid small enough that fits all the way in the ear and is barely, you know, visible unless you're, you know, shining a light in there. And even the ones that go behind the ears nowadays are not quite what you're picturing. You know, there's ones that have just a little thin wire that goes down along the ear and goes into the ear. And really, unless you're looking for it, which, you know, being the person I am, I'm always looking for it.
Right.
Unless you are looking for it, it's really barely noticeable. The other thing I like to point out to folks is that, you know, it's not hearing aids that make you look old. It's not really seeming with it. It's answering questions inappropriately. All those things make you look really old. A piece of technology on your ears these days is not a visual indicator that you're old, right? Like, everybody's wearing things on their ears nowadays. You've got Bluetooth, everyone with the little AirPod things. You got Bluetooth things going on in your ear. And these are, and with the way that technology is these days, you know, the higher end ones, or even some of the lower end ones, you can use to stream your music. You can use as a, you know, to answer your telephone without, you know, picking up your phone at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these days I just have a hard time thinking that, you know, it actually makes people look old. Like I said, I feel like it's the effect of not treating your hearing loss. That's what makes you look old.
Now, Beth, Goodwill, we've already established, has a program for those who income qualify for free hearing aids. Mm-hmm. Are there progressive subsidies for hearing, or is it you either qualify or you don't for a free hearing aid?
Well, it all depends on the recommendation that Dr. McKinnon makes. So if he feels that somebody qualifies for hearing aids to move forward to the next step and would benefit for them, if they fear that they can't afford hearing aid, because they could be very costly, anywhere from, what, $6,000, I believe, is one of the lower-costing hearing aids these days. And that, I think, intimidates people from even coming in the first place.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to feel that's the only reason they shouldn't come, because there is a way. So if you're within the poverty level between 100 and 150%, depending on your household size, you just, you know, come on in. And that's for hearing aids only. We don't ask any type of documentation for financials, qualifications for anything else.
But if somebody is 175% of poverty, could they get a discount on hearing? Or
Not at this point. At this point, the way that our grant is and the way that our program is, it is like qualify or don't. But a lot of the times, if somebody doesn't qualify, that doesn't mean our relationship has to be done. What it means is that we need to help them figure out where to go next.
The best option.
So a lot of times I'm referring out to, local hearing aid dispensers or audiologists. And I do refer people often to another local nonprofit, Audiology with a Heart, because from my understanding, their prices are much more reasonable.
And they do believe work with a sliding scale.
And I think they have a sliding
scale.
Scale.
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about hearing aids, so this is above my pay grade, but do you only offer at Goodwill one or two versions of hearing aids?
Yes.
Is that
in order to make it affordable for us to purchase hearing aids and dispense them at no charge, we have to buy several of them. You know, that's just how we are able to purchase them at the price that we can. Hearing aids run anywhere between $2,000 for a pair up to $6,000, $8,000, I've heard. You know, they're very, you know, I'll never pretend that that's not a lot of money to anybody, right? Like that's a decent amount of money. But I think another thing that you have to look at when thinking about the cost is also the cost of not treating your hearing loss. And studies really do show that people who don't treat their hearing loss tend to make, I think it was about $12,000 less than folks who do have typical hearing or treat their hearing loss with hearing aids. So, you know, when you think about it, it's definitely an expensive prospect to treat your hearing loss, but it's, you know, it can be potentially even more expensive to not treat it.
That's amazing. You never think about it from that in that context. You really
right.
you really never do. Yeah. If you just tuned in and you missed the earlier part of the show, shame on you, because this has been fascinating. We've been talking about hearing loss. We've been talking about the symptoms of hearing loss, what you can do about it. We've been talking about a great great program from Goodwill Industries. Most people wouldn't understand that Goodwill has a program for hearing loss. We're here with Dr. Michael McKinnon, who works alongside Goodwill in testing and helping. He's been unbelievably informative in terms of both the science and some of the ideas. We had a caller that he gave some great ideas to. But if you missed the show now and you're sorry that you did, I have good news. We podcast. So tomorrow you can listen. If you missed it and you're sorry you did, we just have to search OMG, I am getting, and up we will pop on the podcast. And you can actually subscribe so you never, ever have to miss us again. Of course, I'll also put it up on our website tomorrow, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. You all know, do not put a T in there. It's not comfort care, it's comfort care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. Of course, if you don't have a radio, there is no excuse because you do have a smartphone. You all have smartphones today. And there is an app for this. It's called TuneIn Radio. And all you have to do is download the free app, TuneIn Radio, on any of the platforms. Set it for 6 o'clock Monday nights, WSVU, and we will be there. And, of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, and around the world. www.trueoldiesfla.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, a most fascinating guest. I talked to him yesterday, and it was really unbelievable. From the Paley Orthopedic and Spine Institute at St. Mary's, Dr. Tom Minas is going to be here, and he is the director of the cartilage repair. Now, that's not like a hearing aid repair center. This is cartilage repair. He can grow cartilage to replace the cartilage in your knee. He's just recently down here from Harvard University after spending many, many, many years down there. The technology that he's going to talk about is unbelievable, and he's also going to talk about the new benefits of 3D printing in securing the best knee replacements. So between the two, that's going to be an unbelievably fascinating show. He is just so interesting. I cannot begin to tell you, and I encourage you to listen. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about podiatry, which with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. I've met Dr. Fuchs. She's wonderful. She has kind of a holistic approach. I know some people cringe at the holistic approach, but she is not just the average podiatrist. She's unbelievably involved and connected, and believes very much so in giving people the best life they possibly can. I want to remind everybody to please vote, vote, vote. I want to send my condolences again to the people of Pittsburgh, to those affected by the bombing packages, and of course to the victims in Kentucky. This has been a tough week for us. We are better than this. Be nice to people as best you can. Be nice to people. To my guests, before that, Beth, you want to tell us about a grant that you got from the Palm Beach County Clerk and Comptroller's Office.
Wasn't a grant. It was a gift. We're really, really excited. Oh. They heard about the wonderful work that we do with our audiology program at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries, providing hearing aids and hearing screenings and hearing aid checks and cleaning and replacement, tubing replacements that we do for our seniors. And the clerks and comptroller's office, thanks to Sharon Bach, they have a dress down Friday where they get to wear jeans, and through the year they collect money from employees in the department, and they found about the services. They thought that was wonderful, and they actually donated today, just picked up a check for over $2,000 towards our program, which is wonderful.
That's
so
great.
It's really fabulous. We're able to take care of people that are 60 years and older, but sometimes when we go into some of these 55 plus areas, we have to turn people away because they're not old enough. So we're hoping that this will kind of bridge the gap a little bit, and we don't have to turn so many people away and use it for that. So it's nice to know that our work out there is not going unnoticed. So we're really
terrific.
Thankful for all of them, and keep wearing those jeans and help somebody else sometime.
You guys do amazing work. I can't thank you both enough for being here
tonight.
Thank
you.
You
have given out unbelievable information. You're doing wonderful work.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're helping people who otherwise would have no ability to get help, and for that, I know I personally thank you very much, and I know my audience does as well. Beth, why don't we give the number again for people who want more information on the deaf services available through Goodwill?
Sure, it's 561-848-848. 7200. You could ask for Beth Wagmeister or extension 2280, and we'll get you signed up to have a hearing evaluation as soon as possible. Come see us.
And Dr. McKinnon, you are 2 days a week at Goodwill, but you're in a couple of other places.
So yeah, I work at an ENT office up in Port St. Lucie a couple days a week. I do newborn hearing screenings at a birth center up in Stewart. Yeah.
So and you do around a couple of senior centers and communities for
Goodwill, North County too? Senior Center North I go County. To on a regular basis once a month, and I also go to Vitas in Century Village.
Yeah. Once a month also.
Once a month I'm there.
That's under the our grant that we do receive from Palm Beach County. Yes. We're thankful for them as our funders.
We didn't talk much about the other great work that Goodwill does, but I think most people don't fully understand all of the services mm-hmm. that Goodwill provides in the community. And I know from you having been here before, Beth, mm-hmm. that is one of the great unknowns. None, I think, more important than the work you're doing mm-hmm. with hearing loss. And
Thank you.
Know that the work that you do helps people who otherwise would be helpless. And so that's great.
Well, they have a lot of wonderful services. Lighthouse for the Blind is also under Gulfstream Goodwill. Yes. The Lewis Center for Homelessness is under Goodwill. We have reentry programs. We have adult day programs. We have over 28 different programs and services at Goodwill that people just think it's a store.
That's great.
So we're here to help.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate it. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We talk about issues that can affect you, your grandchildren, your children, your parents. It's very, very important. We are appreciative of your joining in and listening to us. If you're a regular thank you for coming back. If you're new, again, we're here every Monday night. It's called Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We'll see you next week when we talk to Dr. Tom Minas. Have a good week, everybody.